Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. Today we will be learning Bava Kamma, the third chapter, Mishnah 7 and 8. Mishnah 7. Hamvakea brishus hayachid, v'hizik brishus harabim, brishus harabim, v'hizik brishus hayachid, brishus hayachid, v'hizik brishus hayachid, acher, chayev. So whoever splits logs in the private domain and causes damage in the public domain, or in the public domain and cause damage in the private domain, or in the private domain and cause damage in another private domain, he is chayev. So our Mishnah is teaching that if a person who splits logs and caused damage, whether in his domain or not in his domain, and whether he caused the damage in a place where many people are normally found, the public domain, or a place where many people are not to be found, a private domain, he is chayev because a man is always nuad, like we said before. So his private domain, he splits the logs in, such as his own courtyard. He's allowed to split wood there, but a chip flew into the public domain and caused damage in the public domain. Or he splits logs in the public domain and caused damage in the private domain of others. Or he split logs in his private domain and caused damage in another's private domain. So even though such a case he was splitting with permission, and many people are not to be found in the place of damage, he didn't conceive that he would cause damage with this act. In all these cases, he's still chayev. He has to pay for the damage because a man is always mu'ud, and he should have decided that he might cause damage by flying chips, and he ought have done his work with extreme caution, and therefore he's responsible. Mishnah 8. Shnei shvarim tamim shechavlu zed zeh mishamim b'mosar chatzi nezek. So if two oxen, which are tam, injured each other, they pay the excess of half damages. We'll explain that in a moment. Shnei mu'adim, if they're both mu'adim, mishalmim b'mosar nezek shalom. They pay the excess of the excess full damages. Echa tam ve'echad mu'ad, if one is a tam and one is a mu'ad, mu'ad b'tam, mishalmim b'mosar nezek shalom. The mu'ad to the tam pays the excess of full damages. Tam b'mu'ad, mishalom b'mosar chatzi nezek. But the tam to the mu'ad pays the excess of half damages. V'kein, and similarly, shnei anashim shechavlu zeh b'zeh, you have two people who injured injured each other. Mishalom b'mosar nezek shalom. They pay the excess of full damages. Adam b'mu'ad, or mu'ad b'adam, a man to a mu'ad, or a mu'ad to a man. Mishalom b'mosar nezek shalom, pays the excess of full damages. Adam b'tam b'tam b'adam, a man to a tam or a tam to a man. Adam b'tam mishalom b'moser nezek shalom, a man to the tam pays the excess of full damages. Tam b'adam mishalom b'moser chatzi nezek, the tam to the man pays the excess of half damages. Rabbi Akiva omer, af tam shechavu b'adam mishalom b'moser nezek shalom. Rabbi Akiva says that even a tam that damages a man still pays the excess of the full damages. So again, we're discussing oxen which injure each other, men which injure each other, and a man and ox which injure each other. So if two oxen which belong to two different people injure each other, and they're toms, they pay the amount that the one injured the second more than the second injured the first. So you see which one injured which one more, and the excess goes to that one. From half damages, because they're toms. Half the difference between the values of their respective damages. In other words, if A's ox caused damage to B's ox in the amount of 100 zuz, and B's ox caused damage to A's ox in the amount of 40 zuz, A pays to B 30 zuz, half of the excess. The 60 was the excess, 100 minus 40, half of that is 30. Since the owner of the tom only pays half damages, as we learned at the end of the first chapter. Now, if both of the oxen which injured each other are mu'ad, so then they pay the excess the full damages. So A would pay B the full 60 zuz. Now, if one is a tam and one is a mu'ad, two oxes, if the mu'ad injured the tam more than the tam injured the mu'ad, then they're going to pay the excess of the full damages. Okay, so that would be 60 in this case. But if the tom does more damage, right, so if the first one was a tom and the second one was a mu'ad, the tom did the 100 and the mu'ad did the 60, So then the owner of the tam has to pay half the difference, the 30 zuz, because again, tam is half damages. And that's how Rabbeinu Asher interprets our Mishnah. Now, if the two people injured one another, and they pay, they're both muad, people are muad, they pay the excess of full damages, as we explained before, man is always muad. Now, if a man injured an ox, which is a muad, or an ox injured a man, which is muad, so we still pay the full excess. If a man damaged an ox, which is a tam, or an ox, which is a tam, injured a man, so if the man caused more damage to than the tam, so then the man will have to pay the full excess. If the tam then did more, then I'll have to pay half. However, Rabbi Akiva says, no, he'll have to pay full. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that if a tam gores a man, the owner of the tam pays full damages. And the Gemara explains the reason for this disagreement between the first opinion and that of Rabbi Akiva. The Torah states, whether it is gored a son or is gored a daughter, according to this judgment shall it be done to it. So according to the first Tanar Mishnah, the meaning of according to this judgment is that the law concerning an ox goring a human is the same as concerning an ox goring an ox. Just as the law governing an ox that gores another ox states the owner of a tam pays half and a muad full, so too here. However, Rabbi Akiva says according to this judgment, like the law of a shur muad, which was stated at the conclusion of the previous topic, when we dealt with a shur muad, and the Torah teaches further in that verse, that if an ox causes damage to a human, according to this judgment of the shur muad, whose owner pays full damages, shall it be done to it. So to every ox which gores a human, even if the ox is a tam, the owner must pay full damages. And in any event, even Rabbi Akiva would hold that the owner of the tam pays only from its body. And since he interprets it, shall it be done to it, as meaning from its body, the law is in accordance with the first opinion of our Mishnah. So if a tam causes damage to a human, it's only obligated to pay half damages because it can only pay from its body. Tomorrow we will do the 9th and the 10th Mishnah.